Okay, man. So I woke up and I was thinking about this. So I said, fuck it. I just make a video about it. I remember this is a story about how Chad and Tyrone's can wear they wear out their welcome, especially, you know, if they're like the typical Chad Tyrone, you know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers who don't got a job, don't earn any money, and they just getting by because, you know what I'm saying, because their physical attributes alone. And maybe how they're fucking or something like that. So when I was in school, when I was in college, the friend of mine, I was always real close friends with a friend of mine who actually stayed in my flat in Ohio while I was in Czech, while I was in Prague, you know, before. We've been friends for at least 10 years now. Yeah, it's probably about 13, 14 years now we've been friends. We met in college. And he ended up getting with this girl. She's a single mother, and she was going to the community college that we were going to. And he got with her after she left her baby's father. And her baby's father, you know, he went out and got a good job. And so the alimony he was so when she left the baby's father, the alimony that she was getting was like it was like thousands. It was enough. Like she didn't have to work. You know, that on top of child support was more than enough money for her. For if you're any for you know any worker, any you know working person, it was more enough money to survive on. So she rented this house, this small house in Ohio. And you know, after they pretty much moved in together and she paid for everything. She bought him like a new like the best MacBook you can buy at the time because he was trying to do music back then. And we like because they were in the music department. I was in the music department, but I would always play piano and shit down there. And I knew them. I knew everybody down there. If I go back there now, motherfuckers still know me in that music. That's how deep he was, you know, intertwined in that shit. But anyway, so over time, like you know, I would always go over there. You know, like we would just drink and I don't smoke weed. They would well, I'd smoke if it's there, but I don't smoke it like chronically. They would always smoke weed. All she did was just smoke weed, drink. Fuck, get fucked, and laugh and talk. Like she literally did nothing, right? But live off the alimony with two black dudes. She was a white girl with two black dudes in the house that she was renting with the money that came from the alimony from the baby daddy. And the baby daddy was just like fucked up. I remember my friend told me stories about, you know, how he would start like he was just going crazy about it. There was nothing he could do because that's that American system. That's the American system. Nothing he could do. So essentially, me and him were the Tyrones situation. I wasn't fucking her though, but we were the Tyrones, eating for free. She'd drive us around wherever we wanted to go, like all that shit, man. She did it all of it for the Tyrones, right? So, but the thing is, this is the sad part of when Tyroning goes bad, right? Fucking. So, you know, we were in school at the time and we ended up growing apart because I kept going to school and, you know, was getting more education and they kind of just went off and just smoked weed and drank. And, you know, neither one of them finished college or anything like that. Right. So I lost track of them because I had gone off to Wilberforce, the University of Dayton. I had moved on and I was working at community colleges and like as a tutor, I had moved. I was gone. So we just lost track of each other and I didn't see him for, I say, it was years, man, years. So one day I had moved to a nicer neighborhood. I used to live, I didn't live in the hood, but it wasn't a nice area too. You still see streetwalkers outside, shit like that. But so I had moved out that neighborhood. I had moved to a nicer neighborhood out there. If you know, I moved to Centerville. So for those of you in Ohio, if somebody's in Patreon who knows about Ohio, I moved to Centerville. That's when I moved out there by that Whole Foods. I moved to a nicer neighborhood. I was, you know, building up and shit. And I got a friend of mine who lived out there too. He said, "Hey, Wendell, this is calling Max." Max said he texts me and he's looking for you. He said like he just he really wants to talk to you, but he doesn't want to say why. And it's like, all right. So I let it go by like a week or two, and so I start getting other people messaging me on Facebook, say, "Hey, yeah, Max is trying to contact you, but he's not saying why, but he's just looking for you. Like he really wants to speak with you," type of shit, right? So I find that. So I said, okay, I'll text him on Facebook or something, or maybe I can't remember if I got his number, whatever. So I end up contacting. Come to find out, the motherfucker was staying in him and that girl were living in a hotel down the street at the highway exit from my flat, right? Where I was living in Centerville, like the whole time. I had no idea they were even that close to me the whole time. Like, cause I, like I said, we just grew apart, but we was actually living like right down the street from each other. Well, what he told me the story. When I meet up with him, he's like fucked up, right? Fucked up. Saying like how like he was crying all, like he's just been crying all day, every day, cause she left him, right? He just woke, they were living in hotel rooms. And she just left him because he wasn't making no money. He just kind of kept living off her. And dick can only get you so far with a woman before she's eventually going to want, you know, some financial success out of you. Some way for you to contribute to her financially. Like woman need, like at some point, most women are going to need that it's a sense of validation for her to know that she's still worth something to you. So even when you a Tyrone, like they'll still get up and bounce on you. Like she left him in the hotel room, like cold blooded. Like he said, he woke up to a letter saying like, I'm sorry, I had to leave or something like that. And just bounced. And she went off to a mental institution on him, just bounced on him and went to a mental and stayed in the mental institution. Left him in the hotel room. Remember, he has no money, right? He has no money. All the money came from her. He has no money. And left him in there. With the hotel room paid up for until a certain time, that he was just on his own, no money, no job, nothing, right? And he has a criminal record too. No, I mentioned he has a felony, like a violent felony. So it's super difficult for him to find a job. She knows that. I know that, right? She left him there with fucking nothing, but like a little bit of food, no money. And the hotel room was getting ready to be expired. And so that's why he was like searching for me, because he knew I would help him out. He knew like if anybody would help out, it'd be me. And I could understand what happened because I was there you know, at least in the beginning when they moved in together. Like I know both of them well. But she left him like flat out. And he was a Tyrone. But here's the thing. And see, this is what Tyrone. See, this is the other side of that, man. When it comes to Chad and Tyrone's, like, see, yeah, they are getting that success. Like, you know, they're getting that Chad and Tyrone in this context is the same thing as like a bitch with big tits and a big ass. Like, yeah, she is getting that immediate result. But at some point, there has to be something else added coming to it. You see, and usually it's what the dating world would consider, like, you know, the stereotypical superficial dating world would consider the weaker side. That side, like something has to be sprinkled with that in too. But like I said, so with the weaker side with the woman, yeah, she has big tits, a big ass, but she's gonna have to actually learn how to compromise to keep a man. You see, so she'll get a hit early on where a guy may take care of her for a little while, blah, 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 but she doesn't know how to access that next point of, oh, well, maybe I should learn how to compromise. Maybe I should figure out how to be loving and caring, because she's still stuck on, I ain't getting ready to give my heart to no man because they ain't worth it. And then that's how they end up back on YouTube trying to hustle money out of men. And it's the same thing with guys. When they become Chad and Tyrones, yeah, they'll get these quick hits and you'll think their life is so amazing because they can bounce in and out of pussy. But at the end of the day, a lot of Chad and Tyrones don't know how to, they don't know how to comfortably sit down with a woman, and any insecurity or anything like that will run them off. And insecurity or lack of being able to protect her in some way will run her off. So yeah, man. So that's the point I'm trying to make, man. With the Chad Tyrones, it'll look better up front, but eventually that real world side has to start coming out. Okay. Woman wants to be protected, and man wants a woman to be loving, right? And in my friend's scenario, in the Tyrone, and Matt, let's call him Matt, in Max's scenario, well, yeah, he kept the Tyrone shit going. He was, you know, dicking her down, you fucking the shit out of her, and drinking and eating all her food, which was, like, you know, feeding her validation side. But at the same time, woman, like I say, woman, at some point, she's gonna start craving payment in a financial form. It's going to come out. At some point, she's going to want that. All right. And you ask her, she don't even know why. All right. But it's her nature. That's why at some point she's going to crave some type of financial affection to validate her worth with you. And with my buddy, he dove too far into being Tyrone without realizing, like, I don't say without realizing, but without realizing, okay, yeah, without realizing that woman still wants you to become, at some point, she's going to want you to become something. You see what I'm saying? Like she's at some point, even if you dicking her down amazingly, she's still going to secretly crave for you to become in some way out in the world. And if you just keep living off dicking her down, like she's going to bounce on Chad and Tyrone. She's going to get tired of that shit. Tired. She's going to get tired of it. Yeah, I just wanted to share that story, man. So I'm out of here. Y'all have a good day. Bye.